WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump floated a plan for Palestinians to head to Arab neighbors to clear out Gaza. The BBC's Mike Thompson.
Perhaps most fundamentally, for so many Palestinians, all this will bring back very dark memories of the mass displacement which followed the creation of Israel in 1948.
There's defense of President Trump's firing of independent federal inspectors general Friday from South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
He wants to put people in place, including inspector generals, that can implement his agenda.
He spoke on CNN. There is excitement in Philadelphia for the NFC Championship game this afternoon against the Washington Commanders.
And I just look, and it's green everywhere, and I love it. I love it.
I'm here for the energy. I'm here for the people. I'm here for the birds.
Kickoff is 3 p.m. Eastern time. The AFC game is next at 6:30 with the Bills taking on the Chiefs. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With new McValue at McDonald's, the choice is yours. And the choice with McValue is always more. Like free 3 months of Pandora Premium. Tap now or go to pandora.com/McValue to claim your free 3 months of access to Pandora Premium. And after, treat yourself to a buy one, add one for $1 deal with McValue. Or make it a meal with the $5 meal deal. Because with McValue, you always get more than you expect. Terms and conditions apply.
The music of the stars. Off we go to our final hour for this morning, with more to come, and more to come next month. Julie London, Pete King and the orchestra.
February brings the rain, breaks the winter's icy chain. That's a song I learned so long ago. Did I dream one day those words I heard that yesterday would ever strike so very close to home? We drank champagne toast the brand new year, so certain that the world was yours and mine. But January's gone and February's here am I without a Valentine.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on tap for today. Southwest winds 5 to 15 and highs in the upper 20s. In the overnight, mostly clear, lower 20s. West to southwest winds, quite breezy. A mix of clouds and sunshine Monday, highs in the middle 30s. It's 12 at our studios.
Ooh, ma. What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will discuss the fallout from tribal and U.S. citizens getting caught up in the immigration sweeps. Also, which cabinet picks are in and out? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
How could you go, my love, without a thought of what I'm going through? How can I forget I still love you so? It echoes each time that I hear the sound of rain in my heart from the tears that I hide. Though it tears me apart, I still keep them inside. But I can't escape from the sound.
Soon it's gonna rain. I can't tell. Soon it's gonna rain. And what am I gonna do? Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. I laughed at the thought that it might turn out this way. Where is the worn-out wish that I threw aside after
Mel Torme, Buddy Rich.
Hello there, good old friend of mine. You've been reaching for yourself for such a long, long time. There's so much to say, no need to explain. Just an open door for you to come in from the rain. It's a long road when you're on your own, and someone like you will always choose the long way home. There's no right or wrong, I'm not here to blame. I just wanna be the one to keep you from the rain, from the rain. And it looks like sunny skies now that I know you're all right. And time has left us older and wiser. I know I. It's good to know my best friend has come home again. 'Cause I think of us like an old cliche, but it doesn't matter 'cause I love you anyway. Coming from the older and wiser.
for me.
Acquainted with the Night by Robert Frost. I have been one acquainted with the night. I have walked out in rain and back in rain. I have outwalked the furthest city light. I have looked down the saddest city lane. I have passed by the watchman on his beat and dropped my eyes, unwilling to explain. I have stood still and stopped the sound of feet. When far away an interrupted cry came over houses from another street, but not to call me back or say goodbye, and further still at an unearthly height, O luminary clock against the sky, proclaimed the time was neither wrong nor right. I have been one acquainted with the night.
I can just about get through the day, but the night makes me nervous. Not for any reason, except maybe that it catches you unaware and follows you the way a woman follows when she wants something. I've been in every kind of night, so I shouldn't be afraid of darkness. But for some reason, the night makes me nervous.
Sinatra, in the words of Rod McKeown. Steve Lawrence.
The endless night brings no sleep to me. When I close my eyes, there is much I see. I see my love young and pure and fair, with a ribbon of gold in her hair. Love. in a schoolboy world, in a barefoot land. Far away, that was far away, where we walked side by side, hand in hand. I see my love young and pure and fair, with a ribbon of gold in her hair. Memories of a time so bright keep me sleepless this dark, endless night.
And Clint Eastwood from Paint Your Wagon. The music of the stars.
Still see Elisa, she keeps on returning, as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa, and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Heart was made of holidays, her smile was made of dawn, her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Lisa, the shadows are falling, and winter is calling above. But I still see Elisa. Whenever I dream of love,
Shore. From Come to the Stable.
Through a long and sleepless night, I whispered your name. Through a long and sleepless night, of who is to blame? Can't help but wonder if you're lonely too. As I lie there and toss about, so at a loss about you. Leave my memories alone. Why must I redream, relive the joys we have known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Till then, in tick-tock silence, I'll beg my my heart to weakness all through an oh so long and sleepless night.
Oh, how I wish,
my heart would leave my memories alone. Why must I redream, relive the joys we have known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Till then, in TikTok's silence, I'll beg my heart to weep less all through an oh so long and sleepless night.
All night, all night, all night so long.
All through a long and sleepless night.
January behind, just a note on what's coming. For February, I've got Gordon Jenkins' classic, The Letter, with Judy Garland, Ralph Brewster, John Ireland. It was a showcase. Perfect for St. Valentine's month. It's The Letter. And when the recording was completed, the entire orchestra, Gordon Jenkins' chorus, stood and applauded. It was that great. That's coming in February. And a birthday celebration for Peggy King, who's nearing 100. And the music of the stars. Here's Earl Wrightson.
I still see Elisa. She keeps on returning, as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Her smile was made of dawn. Her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. the shadows are falling and winter is calling above, but I still see Elisa.
The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. At civicmedia.us, this program is podcast over and over. Enjoy civicmedia.us. Good morning, our Civic Media radio stations. Eau Claire, WCFW, 93.5. Madison, WMDX, 1580 at 92.7. Good morning, Park Falls, WCQM at 98.3. And all our affiliates, join us every Sunday.
The radio show, go ahead.
Dad.
I want to hear it. Go ahead, tell him. Christmas Eve. He phones in one of those radio call-in shows, tells them, I need a new wife.
Oh, you're kidding. That's so sweet.
Now he's obsessed with this one woman who wrote me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she wants to meet me at the top of the Empire State Building.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's like that movie.
What movie?
An Affair to Remember. Did you ever see it? Oh, God. Cary Grant and Deborah Carr. Is it Carr or Kerr?
Kerr.
Okay. She's going to meet him at the top of the Empire State Building. Only she got hit by a taxi. And he waited and waited. And it was raining, I think. And then she's too proud to tell him that she's, crippled. And he's too proud to find out why she doesn't come. But he comes to see her anyway. I forget why, but oh. Oh, it's so amazing when he comes to see her. Because he doesn't even notice that she doesn't get up to say hello. And he's very bitter. And you'd think that he's just gonna walk out the door and never know why. She's just lying there, you know, like on the couch with this blanket over her shriveled little legs.
And, well, you all right?
She's fine.
And suddenly, he goes, oh, I saw the painting. And he like, goes to the bedroom. And he looks, and he comes out, and he looks at her. And he kind of just, they know. And then they hug, and it's, oh,
God. That's a chick's move.
I would say so.
What kind of a person would write to someone they heard on the radio?
Oh, I got hundreds of letters from women all over the country.
I didn't think I could ever part with it, but now there's no reason to keep it any longer, and I couldn't take money for it because, well, you know. So, Kobe told me a young woman came into the gallery, and she liked it. She saw in it what I hoped you'd see, so I told Kobe to give it to her because he said she didn't have any money, and not only that, she was... Anyway, I told him to give it to her. Kobe said she wanted it so badly, and so I told him to give it to her. You know, it's the Christmas season and all that, and you know me, holly in my heart. Why didn't you tell me? If it had to happen to one of us, why did it have to be you?
Oh.
time and space. Our love affair, may it always be a flame to burn through eternity. So take
of the stars, Vic Damone. That was written by Leo McCarey, the director of An Affair to Remember. Here's Judy.
Here we are, two very bewildered people. Here we are, two babes that are lost in the wood. We're not quite certain what has happened to us, this lovely thing that's so marvelous. But right from here, the future looks awfully good. Our love affair was meant to be. It's me for you, dear, and you for me. We'll fuss and quarrel and tears start to brew, but after the tears our love will smile through. I'm sure that I could never hide the thrill I get when you're by my side. And when we're older, we'll proudly declare, wasn't ours a lovely love affair? When you're by my side, and when we're older, we'll proudly declare, wasn't ours a lovely love affair?
The music of the stars. Join us every Sunday all over the world at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media Radio Network. Norman Luboff of Chicago, and the Four Lads of Toronto, Canada. Some thoughts on the topic, on the music of the stars.
Love is a many splendid thing. It's the in the early spring. Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living, the golden crown that makes a man a king. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love's a many splendored thing. Thank you.
Music of the stars.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. When people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends, wherever.
I wish we had some more hours, but we will have, Lord willing, next week. 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, all the way to high noon. Across the world, too, at civicmedia.us. I'm Lou Ergani. Keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars. Music of the stars.
listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Vice President J.D. Vance is touting President Trump's first week in office. Brushing aside criticism, he's not doing enough to fight inflation as he focuses on immigration.
J.D. Vance says the president is focusing on reducing energy and food costs.
How does bacon get to the grocery store? It comes on trucks that are fueled by diesel fuel. If the diesel's way too expensive, the bacon's going to become more expensive. How do we grow the bacon? Our farmers need energy to produce it. So if we lower energy prices, we are going to see lower prices. For consumers.
Saturday, the vice president cast the tie-breaking vote to confirm Pete Hegseth as defense secretary.
Pete is a disruptor, and a lot of people don't like that disruption, but Margaret, that disruption is incredibly necessary.
Vance spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
And on the topic of immigration, hundreds of undocumented migrants were arrested and flown out of the U.S. last week. The